Hello to all dear representatives, hope you're doing great. My research study today involves a case study of a particular individual, and I will focus on this one person by examining their illnesses and shortcomings. We can conduct a self-assessment to understand how this talented person, who could have become a multi-trillionaire, ended up dying in poverty and misery. What factors led to this person's downfall? Instead of scientific discussions, let's analyze this case. There's a person named Van Gogh, a very unique figure in the art world, Vincent Van Gogh, who was born in the Netherlands, and one of the most famous artworks in the world belongs to him. Let me share a bit about Mr. Van Gogh's background and explain where he fits into our discussion today. This person was very active. He had his art. I'm not concerned with his personal life or what he wanted to become, nor with the story of his becoming a preacher. Forget all that. I want to talk to you about his career. Now, did this person have talent? Yes, he did. He definitely had talent. Even today, his works are still being sold, despite the fact that this person passed away in 1890, many years ago, yet his works still exist. This person was very active. If you want to give a brief and scientific definition of drawing and painting, it could be said that drawing usually involves dry mediums like pencil and charcoal, while paintings involves wet mediums like paint. However, during the last 2 months of his life, I read in an article that he created 80 paintings and 60 drawings just in the last 2 months of his life. So this person was very active. He was artistic and very much so. His creativity and activity and discovery of his talent were indeed correct. Now let's get to the main point of our discussion. This person was active, talented, identified his talent, and worked on it. So, what defeated him? Why did he die in utter poverty? Even though he was born into a financially well-off family, how is it that someone with so much talent, so many paintings and works that even during his time where the focus of attention had to die in complete poverty? This person made two mistakes, and these two mistakes acted like viruses that ruined his life. If you introduce these two viruses into any business or any entrepreneur's life, it will destroy them. We are discussing this in this podcast. One problem Van Gogh had was that he said the purpose of his painting was to live and earn an income. He made his goal about life and livelihood, but on the other hand, he also said that his art had to sell as it was his art. He didn't believe in respecting the customer. He didn't think that just because he produced something good, he also needed to sell it well. He would simply say, no, the philosophy of my art is enough. I just need to sit and create my art and others will come to me. But how exactly are the people actually supposed to know about it? How can you pursue this without marketing and say? The best idea, the best event can turn into good work, but you need to shout it from the rooftops. Some people say, no, just having good provisions is enough for me. Who said that just because you have good provisions, you have good products, it's enough? Well, move forward, engage in 40 different places, shout it out in 400 different places and in 400 different ways. Some say, forget it, this isn't good for me. Why isn't it good for you? Can we just say that simply having good products, experience, or knowledge is enough? It isn't. You can't reach money. You can't earn money with just simply saying, I have good products, simply having good knowledge, simply having good connections. This all need to be combined and turned into the world of sales and turned into money. Just having them isn't enough. What's the first problem with Mr. Van Gogh? It's that his main concern is money. But that main concern didn't become his main action. It's like becoming a finalist. It's like becoming a finalist. What is fighting with what? My need for money versus money itself. My need for money versus the philosophy of art. I think people should know about my philosophy of art. The style he had was post-impressionism. He brought a lot of arguments about it. Put those arguments aside for now. What's selling today is the power of your marketing. Who said that? The best-selling factories and companies necessarily have the highest quality products. That is not true. Maybe they don't have the highest quality products, but they sell very well. Can you tell me if the best sellers are the highest quality? Such a thing doesn't exist and is not true at all. Let go of this mindset. Profit lies in the power of sales and marketing, but production power isn't zero either. Though the main profit lies in the power of sales. What happens is that this person makes his livelihood his concern, but doesn't see it as his duty. My concern is money, and my duty should be money as well. My concern is business, so my duties should align with my concerns. Otherwise, it doesn't work, and it really won't succeed. We're wasting time. We're wasting talent. I'm tired of hearing the same repetitive things from so-called experts. Some people in this industry are like that too. Just go and see where my resources are and where theirs are. Why are you telling me this? Go see someone who has weak resources but a strong sales. What's their issue? You can't accuse anyone. You can't accuse everyone of getting distracted by side issues. Side issues might apply to one or two or three people, but it's not like that the entire universe is conspiring to make me miserable. Stay away from these tragedies. Life is harsh and bitter enough as it is. Let's not make it worse. Good profit belongs to the person who truly cares and makes it their primary duty, not their second or third duty, but their first duty. My primary concern should also be my primary duty. I'm in a group of people with advanced university degrees, academic people, but they're all eager to approach things in a business-like way, to talk and interact like businessmen. Bravo, that's exactly where the money is. I can't just stand around waiting for money to come to me, and this is the first issue. The first issue is important, and we need to respect it. So if something becomes my primary concern, it must also become my primary duty. Look at this. Microsoft sold one of Van Gogh's paintings, the Orchard, for $117 million, another one for $83 million, and yet another for $35 million. But Van Gogh himself couldn't sell even one of them during his lifetime, not even one. So that he wouldn't die in absolute poverty. They say he created 80 paintings and 60 drawings just in the last 2 months of his life. 80 paintings, so, and 60 paintings and drawings. That's a lot of paintings and drawings. What's the second issue? The second issue is that Van Gogh had an extremely troubled and sensitive personality. A troubled and sensitive personality. Sir, either get better or get out of business. Get out of business because, frankly, no job will accept you with this kind of sensitive spirit. Not even your spouse would accept it. What sense does it make for a businessman to have such a troubled and sensitive personality? It makes no sense at all. We are just one person, one out of billions on earth. A person with a specific concern that we live by. A person with a level of respects. That's defined for everyone and for me too. We don't have any special traits that make others stop their lives to cater to my feelings so I can become a sensitive person. Honestly, even a child's sensitivity isn't tolerable today. So why should I stand for your sensitivity? Some people push meetings or negotiations in such a way that the other side leaves. And then when you ask, What happened? Why did you mention their name first and talk about me later? You wonder, what are you really doing? What's the point? Now some might say, but an artist should have a delicate spirit. Sure, have a delicate spirit, but not to this extent. What I do, I mean by this extent. I mean, he was so troubled and sensitive that it was incomprehensible. Specifically, my issue with this famous painter, this famously talented person, this famously active and knowledgeable person is why he died in absolute poverty. It's because he gave his heart to something he shouldn't have, his emotions. Too much of it in the right place is manageable, but too little in the wrong place is disastrous. Van Gogh has a painting where his left ear is bandaged. There are two theories about this painting. One is documented. Russell, who was Van Gogh's lover, received the flesh of his left ear as a gift. Van Gogh gave it to his lover as a gift. What a destructive mindset lies behind this action. What I want to say is that life is good and in its balance and in its place. Fall in love, be kind, be generous, be good, but don't fall in love to the point of madness. And if you do fall in love, do so in the right place and with the right person, not in the wrong place and with the wrong person, because it will ruin you. Well, I'm sorry to say, but Russell was a prostitute. Everyone knew that. And this very artistic man fell in love with such a character, a troubled and sensitive person who fell in love with a woman with these moral traits. She even wrote to him saying, I want to send you a very precious gift. But because when you fall in love, you have to spend money. Love can be solved partly by words, partly by some romantic poetry and expressions of love. But the rest is solved with money, definitely with money. And if you, even if you find the most emotional girls in the world, they don't just want poetry. Not that they necessarily only want money. Although some of them do, but life isn't something that can be fixed just with sweet talk. What's for breakfast? Nothing. Then I'll entertain you with a poem by Hafez instead. What kind of talk is this? This poor man fell in love with the wrong person, and even if he had to spend money on this wrong person, he didn't. Now some of you might say, why is this conversation going this way? I'm not like that. Well, good for you. Be sure to thank God in your next prayer that you're not emotionally paralyzed, that your emotions haven't become paralyzed in the emotional arena. Thank God. But understand that these things can destroy your business, your money, your home. It can destroy everything to the point where someone would comfortably take a blade, cut off their left ear, wash it, wrap it up, and send it as a gift to their lover to show how much they care. Instead, go work, go prove your love by supporting your lover, not by being all talk and no action. Not by saying, I bought this kind of flower, I had your portrait painted. These things are good as a part of life, but the essence of life requires money. These things are for the sidelines, but the core of life needs support, both support and money. Both must go hand in hand. You definitely need to support, and there must be emotion and feeling, but take the combination of money seriously. Maybe this second part of my message about someone who shows love to the wrong person at the wrong time applies only to 10% of you, and the remaining 90% should stay silent for that 10% who are at risk. To summarize my point, when I was studying this man's life, it occurred to me that I should share this part of his life with you. Even if you're the most famous person of your time or the most knowledgeable, you must understand that if your primary concern is financial well-being, then your primary duty should also be financial well-being. Don't chase their distraction. Don't chase and go after distractions and side issues. Let go of these distractions and focus on money. Focus on income. Focus on those who are looking to you to provide. Focus on all the sacrifices you've made, all the hardships you've endured and gone through, with the hope that you finally make your business plan succeed that you will definitely win in business plan. These are good things, provided that your primary concern turns into practical duties and doesn't just remain a mental worry. And please don't be a troubled and sensitive person, because the business world requires tough people, hardworking people, industrious people. And if you've lost control of your heart and given it to the wrong person at the wrong time, definitely consult with an advisor. If these issues persist, even if you're at the peak of success, you will die in absolute poverty, because these two things are like cancer and will paralyze any business. They will paralyze any business. Remember this. Just these two seemingly simple things. First, Van Gogh should have accepted that as a painter, he needed to be aware of his customer, practice customer service, and properly present his work. This is a simple but crucial task. Second, he shouldn't have been so sensitive. If he had done these two simple things instead of sitting here talking about how he died in absolute poverty, we could have been saying Van Gogh's charity. He could have had a painting that sold for millions, and he could have started a charity to support underprivileged artist children. We would have said, what a respectable person, instead of saying poor guy with all those feelings, never really lived. In this conversation, I've tried to share the experience of a highly talented and hardworking individual whose mistakes can serve as a guarantee for our businesses. It means that we can learn a lesson from the mistakes he made. May you always be at the peak of success, honor, and prosperity. Goodbye.